It's January 9. The first Rock and Roll 45 was released in Australia on this day in 1955. It was Rock Around the Clock. In 1959, the classic Western TV show Rawhide started, featuring Clint Eastwood as Rowdy Yates.
Don't try to understand them, just rope, throw and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide.
Brilliant South African author Wilbur Smith tops the birthday list today. He's 87, famous for the best-selling Ancient Egypt series.
The world of books seems to be divided into the literary establishment and into the storytellers, and I belong to the storytellers.
Legendary rock guitarist Jimmy Page is 76 today. He was a session musician in the 60s, played on some classics before joining the Yardbirds and then forming Led Zeppelin. This was their biggest hit here in Australia. AFL player turned NFL punter Darren Bennett is 55.
Always good to be at Super Bowl, always exciting. You know, there's electricity in the air and it'd be a good game on the weekend.
Steve Harwell celebrates his 53rd birthday. He's the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
And there's a royal birthday. Catherine Elizabeth Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, wife of Prince William and mother to Prince George, Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis, is 38.
It was a total shock when it came and very excited.
Finally, Gilligan's Island star Bob Denver was also born on this day. Gilligan died aged 70 in 2005.
Marianne. Hi, Ginger. Look what I've got. Just a simple old everyday bite in the neck. Nothing to worry about, nothing to be scared of. It's nothing. It's really nothing at all.
You're right. It's nothing.
That's what you think.
Remembering Bob Denver on January 9.